You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 57, Necessary and Unnecessary Challenges.
Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is actually take two. I accidentally deleted the podcast that I just recorded, so maybe this one's going to actually be better than the first one. We'll go with that. I want to remind you about the draw that I'm going to be doing to give away 3 free coaching sessions to 1 lucky listener. All you need to do is send me an email to youarelimitlesscoaching@gmail.com, and I will enter you into the draw. I will do the draw on April 1st, so you have until March 31st to get in there. I am also experiencing a cold. I will do my very best not to sniffle or sneeze or cough or anything on the microphone. If things are a little bit disjointed, that's me hopefully having it together enough to pause recording, and let's hope for the best, everyone. I'm going to ask you, how do you improve? You learn, you grow, you push yourself. So in other words, you challenge yourself. That's how we grow. It's a really important part of our lives. When you look at someone participating in something physical, whether it be a team sport or individual sport, you look at practice versus competition. The practice is harder. That's where you are really challenging yourself. Maybe that is, okay, so in swimming, you swim way further and you do way more sprints in a shorter amount of time than you do at an actual competition. Runners sometimes will maybe be pulling weights, things like that. As you learn a new skill, you learn one thing at a time, and as you become at least competent in it, or maybe even master it, you move on to the next skill, the next level. Why is this? It's because we need to be able to face challenges continually. If you are faced with a piece of music with no musical training, that is too challenging. But if you are faced with a piece of music where you have adequately learned all of the skills, then it may be a challenge to learn it, but just by virtue of you're not familiar with it yet and your fingers don't know where to go yet, but you know how to read all of the notes, right? And so in order to progress, you still need something to challenge you. Imagine an Olympic athlete at a competition where they're purposely using a handicap, such as a swimmer not using their legs or a runner pulling weights. Wouldn't that be so crazy? It would defeat the purpose of watching the competition with this unnecessary challenge. Imagine you go to watch a musical performance, but instead of each musician playing their instrument that they have dedicated years to learning, they're all playing a different instrument. What an unnecessary challenge, right? That's not the purpose of that performance. The point of the performance or the competition is to prove your practice. The challenge is already there. The challenge is the competition. They don't need to add any unnecessary challenge to it. Life is a lot like this. Challenges, like our practices, help us to grow. We need them. And it's already really, really hard. It's already very challenging just experiencing mortality. And one of those challenges is, and you know, I think this is, I haven't come up with the perfect name for it yet, but I'm calling them unnecessary challenges. But I'm not entirely settled with that term because I think a necessary part of life is learning how to deal with these unnecessary challenges. And I'll talk about that a little bit at the end. Today, I'm going to share with you 3 unnecessary challenges that I think we put on ourselves quite regularly. One is placing greater expectations on ourselves than from God. 2 is talking down to ourselves. And 3 is believing that we don't know. I want to share with you a little bit about how having greater expectations for ourselves than Heavenly Father does is an unnecessary challenge. How does Heavenly Father expect you to live? He expects you to do your best. He does not expect perfection from you or from me. He knows that we won't live perfectly and that we can't yet. But how do you expect yourself to live? How do you expect you to deal with challenging times? I want to share a little experience with you that I had with a piano student's parent, a mother, who texted me because the regular time for that student wouldn't work for their lesson. And so she was wondering if we could meet at a different time. And she had wondered about Friday or the weekend. And it took me a really long time to respond because I knew that I didn't want to teach on Friday or Saturday because those aren't days that I regularly teach. And I felt really unsettled. And if I'm being really honest, I actually was feeling a little bit coerced and I didn't like that. And the reason why I was feeling a little bit coerced is because I recognized I was believing to be like Jesus, I have to teach this lesson on Friday or Saturday. It felt awful. I didn't want to do it, but I was believing that I have to in order to be like Jesus. And so before acting, I did some self-coaching. Before responding to this teacher's mom, I did some self-coaching and I realized that by believing that I had to teach on Friday or Saturday, I actually wasn't acting like Christ. And self-coaching allowed me the time to remember other truths, like how important it is to take care of my family time and the counsel to not run faster than you have strength. There was a necessary challenge, the challenge of learning how to handle scheduling situations like this in my music business. And the unnecessary challenge was that self-expectation that I had to always do everything in my power to give someone else what they want, even if it seems detrimental to me. And the reason why that was the challenge is because I had this belief that in order to be like Jesus, I had to do this one specific thing. It really closed off a lot of options for me. And so it was either be like Jesus and do this thing that you don't want to do, or do what you want to do and you're not being like Jesus. And so that was really challenging for me, which leads into my second example of ways that we add unnecessary challenges to our lives. It's our self-talk. It's the self-talk that we give to us, this negative self-talk, where it's always saying, you're always wrong, you're never good enough, you can't do it, you made too many mistakes, you're a terrible person. The list goes on and on and on. Like, you probably have your own favorites that you say to yourself. You all just get to hear what I say to me. Because we're all really practiced in this negative self-talk. Anytime something is hard or anytime we make a mistake, we practice negative self-talk. Take any event from your life, any circumstance. It could be a relationship, something at your job, school, something with your family, your health, your weight, learning a skill. Whatever it is you are facing, that is the necessary challenge. The hurtful things that you are telling yourself are unnecessary. Let's say you have a goal to jog 3 times a week, and there's a week where you didn't jog at all. What do you start hearing in your mind? You suck. You're lazy. You can't do this. You aren't focused enough. You'll never be able to do this. The pain of getting a new habit formed, of improving your health, is hard, but it's good. It will benefit you. But the talk is bringing you down and making it even harder. And so the necessary challenge, right, this achieving this goal of jogging 3 times a week, that's already hard enough. And then when we put that negative self-talk on, it becomes so much harder. And this was where I realized, oh, here's like a really clear, easy, simple way of recognizing if something is a necessary challenge or an unnecessary challenge. A necessary challenge brings growth, and an unnecessary challenge brings stagnation or even regression. The third unnecessary challenge that I want to talk about is the belief of I don't know. And we all use it. We all really believe it a lot of the time. And I don't think that I mean that it's never a good idea to do some studying and some learning. I think there's a time and a place for that. But I think a lot of the time we're just afraid of making a firm choice. And so we hang out in, I don't know, for quite a while. I'm going to go back to my example of the student and her mom needing a new lesson time for a particular week. I was really believing, I don't know what to do. And it was because I figured that someone would be unhappy either way, and I wanted to avoid either me or the student's mom being unhappy. And so I spent a lot of time going back and forth. I was not able to make a decision, and I wasn't researching anything. This was all just in my head of, I don't know what to do, and it was stuck there. During my self-coaching, I realized that part of the reason why I was really believing that I don't know is because I hadn't previously set a standard or I didn't have a protocol of what to do when someone couldn't attend their lesson. Like, it was kind of vague. She had asked for Friday or the weekend, and I got to the point where I realized I wasn't considering Sunday at all. I knew I wouldn't ever teach on Sunday, so that wasn't hard. I was believing I don't know because I had not conscientiously decided ahead of time. And so I was stuck in the middle of these two opposing desires. One, to be like Jesus, and two, for only having certain days for teaching music, right? And so because I hadn't already considered what I would do in that situation, I was just believing that I don't know. And so I recognized, hey, when I already have decided, then it's easier to know and to know that I know. What this all boils down to is that we all experience unnecessary challenges in our lives, but because God is perfect, He can help us use all things to our good. A necessary challenge in life is to learn from our choices. We could say that it's a circumstance that we put these unnecessary challenges in front of us, and we can beat ourselves up, creating more unnecessary challenges, or we can learn from them and grow from them in order to become more who we want to be. So an example of how we would do that, if we look at my example of that thought of, in order to be like Jesus, I have to teach on Friday or Saturday, that would just go into the circumstance line. So then you can get more awareness around what that thought is creating for you. So as I took the time to do some written exploring around my I don't know thought from my final example, I realized I was putting that expectation on myself, and that Heavenly Father was not putting the expectation on me, and that it was important for me to have a firm business hours and days in order to protect my well-being and my time with my family. I also realized and came to peace with, it's okay if this person doesn't get exactly what they want. I let her know that those days wouldn't work for me, and we came up with a solution. And the solution was completely unavailable to me before that time. The work of becoming aware of our beliefs and our thoughts is a challenge, and I think it's a really necessary challenge because it's a work that brings really great rewards. You grow, you become better, and one of my favorite things is that you can live a life that is woven with gospel teachings so that when you do face those necessary challenges, all of those natural hardships of life, you can face them with greater peace and faith and trust, and also more ease. Again, life's not going to be easy, but we will have more ease because as we are facing these challenges, we're not faced with those extra unnecessary challenges. It's like that Olympic swimmer. They get to use their legs during the race, not just their arms. As we experience the challenges of life, we can do it with belief in ourselves. We don't have to have all this negative belief about us. I think that's part of what President Nelson meant when he said that as we live the teachings of Jesus Christ, it eases our way. That's from the October 2022 General Conference, and it's not a direct quote, but that's what he was saying. So this is something that I would love to help you out with. Again, enter into the draw as a wonderful opportunity to access some free coaching and really see just the difference that it can make in your life. Again, it's going to be in the show notes, but my email address is youarelimitlesscoaching@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you, and I would love to get you into that draw. And don't forget to share this with others. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others. Rate it and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.